The Wheeze Family Circus, presented by Clark Peshkin.
Give me one more break.
No! People are texting. I'm not fucking my listeners.
Okay, then.
No more break. What do you think they're going to do to make this better? You're shortening my
but
goodbye.
You're already upset.
This is my. Doreen,
I know.
This is my goodbye show.
I know.
And not my goodbye month or 2 months. I'll take 2 hours of a goodbye show. I'm in bad shape right here. I'm getting killed from all angles. Someone keeps coming in, beating me up. Give me one more break. Give me one more break. So this is it, man. I'm telling you. We're going to do this set. And,
yep.
And there's no stopping me. You will get the announcement, and it's big. I haven't slept. I'm sick over here. No,
please,
no,
I'm begging
no,
you, please,
I'm being no. I'm saying goodbye right now.
Can you give me one more break, please?
No. Okay, it'll be a short. This is
okay.
It.
Do it.
God damn it. God damn it. What do you think these are? They're just fucking with her. God damn it. She's killing herself, too. I have to tell you, and first of all, I am promising you either I won't be sitting here or I'll give you the announcement right after these messages. I promise. And it's important.
But you need to not be angry, first of all. You need to,
I'm angry because what
I promised him that you are doing it in the right way and not...
I am going to do it enough.
And
fucking say goodbye to my audience.
I told them, and they're
it's
trying
over.
They're trying to make it quicker. They need to... Wait, they have to get the go-ahead.
What go-ahead?
Hire people.
The go-ahead
hire
for what?
From people higher above.
Yeah. Go-ahead for what?
They're stalling.
No, you're still going to get to say goodbye. You're still going to get to say goodbye.
No.
Once they give me the go-ahead, then you can do it. No, they're not.
They are fucking your brain.
Just give me one more break then.
No.
Tia said he's trying to make it happen.
You said that 3 times.
I know, but you just.
This is it.
Okay.
This is it.
Okay.
Fuck that. Ridiculous.
I'm on your side.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Nope, I'm on your side. I need you to relax. And I need you to go out up here, not like that.
How do you figure? I told you I wasn't. But if they keep doing this, I'll get
there. They're not going to. They
40-year career, you're letting them.
They claim.
I can't say. Did you hear what Kevin Parker said?
Yeah.
That I should add months.
I know, but you can't.
I'm trying to get hours.
I
can yell.
But
I'm allowed to yell.
You know.
I'm upset if they're fucking my goodbye.
I know.
Okay, go. God damn it. This is my last show. This is my last show after doing talk shows for 40 years. 40 years. 40 years.
Today was the final show for Radio Hall of Famer Brother Wheeze, Rochester icon.
The end of an era in Rochester broadcasting, a sudden sign-off from Brother Wheeze.
Wheeze became a household name over his decades-long career.
Today, longtime local radio legend Brother Wheeze abruptly announcing his departure from 95.1.
A storied career, including years broadcasting on WCMF. In 2021, national recognition as an inductee to the Radio Hall of Fame.
On behalf of a gazillion people whose lives you've benefited and blessed, whose spirits you lifted over 40 years, thank you and we love you.
Brother Weeze's career dates back more than 40 years when he started on WCMF. Today, the National Radio Hall of Famer ended his last morning talk show with familiar words.
It's nice to be important,
but it's more important to be nice.
Yeah, mother, God damn it. I'm not going to be on the radio anymore. I get to talk now? So, I mean, you did a killer job, Willis. Jake did a great job. But I don't know if it wasn't me. If I didn't know what I was looking at, I don't know if I would have understood why I was yelling at Doreen. We don't know. It doesn't say.
They're going to know now.
Well, can I explain or is it going to show?
No, you're going to explain now.
Because what happened was, well, you can tell we couldn't sleep the night before. They were actually making me wait because they had the big announcement, their announcement.
Can I say?
Go ahead.
So this was not known to us for very long. Just a few days, they called with this idea. I thought they were calling me. Go figure. I thought they were calling me with their plan to do some sort of celebration for Weeze to honor his 40th year on the radio. That's what I thought the two managers were calling me about that day. And turned out they were calling with this whole format change idea and their idea of putting Weeze on the weekend music show. And I said,
And Wham.
And on Wham for a political show. And I said, I have to talk to him, like, give me some time. And I even called a friend of ours that was part of iHeart just to see, to get some ideas.
But I have to interrupt a second, Bobby, because I'm trying to explain the video that we just saw.
Yeah, we're going to get to
that. No, but don't you think everybody that is listening to this, watching this right now, listen to that show?
I don't know, but what I'm trying to
assume they have
portray is that if you watch this video, you don't know what I'm yelling at Doreen about, do
we're,
you?
We're going to get to that part of the
story. We just watched a video, and I need to tell them that you were, that you have, every time you come in and you go, wait. This, right. I know how to explain this.
You don't need to explain.
Honey,
we're going to explain.
The climax just.
You guys
just
do your show. Go ahead.
People wanted the story behind.
What?
People wanted the whole story of what happened. So I was giving the background. And then when we get to that day, that's the day. Then we can. But like Jake said, most people who are watching it are going to realize that was your last day on the radio when listeners were texting in that you're, you know, fucking with them, bullshitting them about the big announcement.
That's because I was listening to management.
Right.
And they had a piece of paper announcing the big format change. They were so excited that they were going rock all day, rock and roll, real rock.
Right.
And Doreen had to keep putting me off. Because I couldn't sleep the night before. I couldn't do what their offer was. I couldn't go out that way. And she kept being in the management's office every break and said, do another set. But they were so excited about it. Right at noon, I'm supposed to announce this great new rock and roll format. No goodbye, Weeze. Go ahead.
So the truth is, actually, I wasn't in their office. They actually were in the studio, butted up right against your studio, so that when you were on the air, when I would leave, when you would go back on the air, they would listen through the wall because they were so afraid. They had you playing in there. They wanted to listen on the breaks. And
what were they afraid of?
I don't know.
They were afraid I was going to talk about their piece of shit format change?
Well, here's the thing. Let me explain to them why they were afraid at all. So up until the day of this happened to be on a Thursday, which anybody who realizes when Weeze is in Rochester in the summer, Thursdays, he was always off because he'd go to the casino to play poker.
Oh.
So that was the even worse part, was they were having his last day be on a day that most of his listeners thought he was off. And I was angry about that. I said to them, no one's going to be even watching or listening. And they promised me they were going to have all these pre-things leading up to the day so people would know you had a live show, which they never did. Wednesday, Weezy and I were running errands. We went to the marijuana place. We went to a lot of places. That whole day, whenever Weezy was not in the car, I was calling management going, when are you doing these previews? I've been listening all day. Nothing's leading up to that. He has a live show tomorrow. So I was getting angry at them, but I didn't want Weezy to know because I didn't want to upset you because this was a big deal anyway. And we went to friend's house and you tried to be excited about the new idea. And then we went to bed that night. And we went to bed and in the middle of the night, Weezy got up and I see him up and you're butt naked and you're just standing in the bedroom. And I'm like, important. What is he doing?
That's important.
And then you went downstairs. So I thought you were going to get snacks. So, and then you came back up and I touched you. So you knew I was awake and you said, I can't do it. I'm not doing it. I just went down and wrote a whole rant that I'm going to say on the radio tomorrow morning. I'm not doing their idea. That's it. This is my last show. And I said, oh, and you were worried. You're like, can we do it? I said, whatever you want. It's your decision. It's your life. It's your career. And, it was just very upsetting. And we didn't sleep the whole night. We got up. And as soon as we got in the car on the way, I called manager to tell him, but he didn't answer. I left him a message, said it's very important. I texted him. I said, call me. It's very important. And we went into the studio. And remember, originally, we weren't going to do the show from the studio, but because you knew it was your last show, I texted our kids in the family chat. I said, today's going to be Daddy's last show because I wanted everybody to have a chance to listen. And that's when Jake's like, I'm coming with my camera. And I wish that's even proof because management kept thinking that we were messing with them somehow. And proof is that Jake didn't even know you would have been there from the time we walked into the studio if you knew.
I'm sure you've all heard me talking about the award-winning attorneys over at Clark Peschken. But, they went from divorce, family law. They're still family law. But right now they're doing estate planning. Doreen and I went. I didn't pay much attention, but my booby did, and we have an estate plan.
Right, because it's something that I feel I've been learning about how important it is, and they are offering these free workshops, which are so helpful, and there's no commitment needed. It's free. You go there, you can learn about what you need, because a will is not enough. I always thought a will, that's all I ever knew, was a will was enough, but it's not. And if you own a home, you want to do this. You want an estate plan. They can put your house into trust like they did ours. It protects your family, protects everything you've worked so hard for.
Scan the QR code that you see on the screen right here. Look, if you got any need to protect your children and protect your house, Clark Peschken.
And if it's not you that needs it, tell your parents to go to this free workshop because it might be something that'll end up helping you later in life.
Let me just say, and everybody goddamn listening or watching, what kind of ignorance, what level, do they want to fuck with me? Do they really want to sit and tell me that they think somebody in Rochester was going to steal your moronic format of rock and roll?
I said that.
Well, that's a new one. I'm going to play rock and roll all day. Ooh, they would steal that shit. You fucked me out of a goodbye for that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You should be ashamed of your ignorance.
Unless I'm wrong. It wasn't
that's what they told Jake and
I. At least that's what they said.
Because I brought Jake in. And then remember the one manager. I'm not saying any names because I'm not, the one manager said, and who are you? Like, I don't think we could be discussing this in front of you. And he's like, I'm his son. It's my dad.
I just wanted it to make sense. I said, make it make sense. And I understand that stuff. And as a business owner, from a business side, it's just corporate. It's the big guy silencing the artist and not caring about all your career, your legacy. None of that matters at the end of the day. All they care about is the bottom line. And if they think that there's any profits they can lose by releasing this name with enough time before it happens, or releasing the format or whatever before it happens.
The format is embarrassing.
Yeah, we get that.
And I even said that. I said, who's going to steal that? I said, they don't want that. And like Jake said, were they fucking with us? I'm sure. Do we really know what? They definitely were talking to iHeart in Texas. They were 100% on with them. He was motherfuckering me, F-bombing me, and saying, you're fucking with us? What is, we had an agreement. And I said, actually, we didn't
have
an agreement.
Was Jake in there when they were motherfuckering you?
No, they were nicer when Jake was there. But they were trying to tell Jake, like, there's confidence. This is top secret stuff. I go, I worked on top secret. This is not top secret. Oh. It was all, and at one time, the head manager said, if he says anything, this is fired with cause, and he's out. And they were just threatening me, and
Hold on. But if I say anything about what, the format change?
Or anything negative about the company or anything.
It now.
But he was like, it's fired with cause, and you'll have nothing. So I was trying to abide by them for multiple reasons, obviously. But here's the best. When he thought Weez was going to say, he thought you were going to announce that it was your last show before they agreed the time, he says, if he does that, I'm calling the police and having them drag his ass out of the studio. And when I came in and told Weez that, he goes, bring him on. Let him drag me out. It'll be great radio.
Yeah, it was right before I got there because there's so much more where that came from. And you're saying, he's talking about suing them and them suing you. And it just was ugly. But just a little from my perspective of this whole thing, because you and I had a conversation 5 days prior to this, and you said you were thinking about doing something for another year, but you weren't sure about it. You didn't feel good about it. And that, this podcast had been something we always aspired to do. And it's been I've been wanting to do something with the brand Weez my whole life, but I contractually couldn't because of your career. And now the moment that you go off the air is the moment this begins. And I thought I had a year and 3 months, and then it turned into that text message was the moment I knew I only had 3 months at that moment to start this, what we're doing right now, which I thought I had 1 year.
Yeah. If you could see what Jake put together here and in right, it's beyond we had to put a lot of money. Can I say? Sure.
Yeah.
We had to come up with $20,000 for this equipment, all this equipment.
It's not just equipment.
I'm very excited about the podcast, but go back to this. It's just, the whole thing's amazing to me. And I just want people to know, I did say, please arrest me. All my radio friends across America, all my boys all over America, this would have been the greatest story.
Weez
dragged out of the studio by police because I said some shit about iHeart.
Dino, they were all laughing when I had to come in. He said it, and when you heard they were F-bombing me, you were getting upset, and I just needed to keep Weez separated because there was one interaction with Weez and the manager. And you were angry, and he was using that as a reason to fire you with cause. I wouldn't let Weez near him again.
What?
That's why I wouldn't let you near them again after.
Well,
that.
I wish we had video of that because and this guy was in my face early in the morning, and I said no, and he kept going, you can't. And I go, motherfucker, get away. Don't tell me about my life and what I'm going to do.
Well, let me give the background. The whole point was the managers never called me. The other manager was supposedly there, but he didn't get there on time. So when they came up, I pulled them aside and told them, and they were like deer in the headlight. What do you mean? I was like, he's not going to do it. I told you from the beginning. I did. I told him from the beginning. I go, I don't know, guys. I don't think this is going to be what he wants, but I wasn't going to answer for
you. What's next? No more picture.
Yeah, okay. I know. I'm looking at the audio to make sure you're not peeking. So,
but I feel like there's more background. Job. So there was a lot of all those fights, and you got the listeners. You guys were texting in Weeze. A lot of people were accusing him of bullshitting him.
Well, let me explain.
Like announcement, that, like a concert announcement.
Let me explain that, please.
Okay.
The management said I have to tease this major announcement, not the announcement that I'm quitting because they didn't know, the announcement of this great format change. And so I was teasing, I have a big announcement coming up, and I thought I was going to do it in 15 minutes because it's my last time on the radio.
And you weren't quitting.
And that's what the arguments you kept seeing earlier were. Doreen right. kept coming in every break because they didn't know. But she's telling me one more break, and that's what was going on there.
And what was happening was they really wanted him to come in on a Thursday on his normal day off to make this announcement. And they didn't want him to make the announcement till noon that he was no longer going to be on morning radio in Rochester, because they wanted it to be portrayed as, oh, I want to spend more. This was the best part of it. They had a written thing that they wanted him to read. I got to find that paper. Part of the thing said, I want to spend more time with my lovely wife. And I laughed. I go, he would never say this in a million years. He's never called me his lovely wife ever. And he definitely doesn't want to spend more time with me. And like, so they, it, you know, but they were giving him their ideas of how he wanted to make an announcement.
But her, we got to get
to
the
point. But Weeze was very angry because
we got to get to the points here that their big thing was, I had to make the big announcement was this. Rochester wants the rock.
Rochester wants.
We did a test. They want good rock and roll.
More radio.
And that was their big announcement, that they wanted to wait till noon.
But one of the things I think that made you flip, and because when you couldn't sleep, was they wanted you to announce it at noon. They wanted him to do a normal show on Thursday, the day he normally was off, just a normal show talking football and whatever. And then at noon say, we're going to real rock radio and music all the time. And, oh, I'll be on the weekend music show.
Yeah, the disturbing part is that they didn't realize, and I think the disconnect is, even though that you at the time thought maybe you were staying on as whatever this other weekend or yeah. pre-recorded thing, they're in their heads, it's like, oh, he's still employed, so it yeah. doesn't matter. But you going off live radio is in itself the thing. So they don't realize, because that's what corporate does, is they don't care about
Weeze cared about his audience and his listeners. And he's like, I'm not cheating them of knowing that this is the last time they can text me and call me and do all those things. And it was really upsetting to me. It was, and like I said, the whole time, you guys, I thought they were planning this. iHeart and some other places had 40th thing.
Oh, big one. My buddy, we're down here in South Florida. One of my best friends, brother Paulie, in the morning on iHeart Radio down here. They threw him a monster 40th anniversary.
A party.
They asked me, all my radio buddies in America said, what did they do for, you know, a goodbye? They couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
All right. What, you got more?
I mean,
no, not you. Do you. Is there more video?
No, that was the video.
That's it.
I thought you had video of in the office.
Well, there's certain video that we.
That's what I was dying to
see. We're trying, just like I'm not saying their names. We're not going.
She has cell phone footage of like.
And he yelled.
I don't know
when you were in the office.
But he yelled at me for cell phone footage. Okay, what?
Right. When you were in the office, did he video at all?
I had the camera down recording you guys, actually, and I heard, you know, I was listening to what you guys were saying when I was in there, and it's funny stuff.
That was a beautiful thing that you had, it's honest beautiful. To God. And I did shed a tear watching it, but no video with the douchebags.
Because I was recording them, and when the one guy said, he's like, are you recording me? And then he freaked out, and I was like, I'm only recording you because by the time I get in to talk to Weeze, I forget all the good points you had of why he can't do this. And then you guys, and this is what I'll tell the truth. So then they finally agreed to Jake and I 11 a.m. And Jake said, if you could do any earlier, please. So they were trying. They kept saying, we're going to try. We're going to try. And they wouldn't tell me. I said, what do you have to do to try? I go, Bub, you know me. I go, "What? I'll help. What do you want me to do? Is there somebody you want me to call? Let me help to get this to happen." And they were like, no, we just have to get all our ducks in the row, Doreen, all our ducks in the row. So, Bubby, then like 10:45, I said, you said you might be ready earlier. Are you going to be ready? Like, can we go now? And they said, no, we're not ready. And then the one manager goes, and I don't think we're going to be ready at 11 either. And I walked away and I was like, I didn't really do that. But
so listen, by the way, Jake, when we finish this rap, I would like you, if you know how to do it, to play what you started with at the end.
Oh, yeah.
So close with that. But I want people to know that the podcast, I am so excited what Jake has put together and the guests. I'm hoping they have Deanna on. People want to hear what her side of her stuff is. We're going to have BJ. We're going to have everybody.
Oh, that was the other thing I want to make sure everybody knows. Everything was top secret. So we were not allowed to mention to Deanna or Dino or Tools or anybody. But I was like, well, don't they know? Everybody wasn't allowed to tell anybody. As a matter of fact, one of the guys, Dale, who was on our show, they accidentally emailed him on the vacation weekend an email with about a severance, and he had no idea. He called me. He goes, is this like spam? Is this a joke? They screwed up and sent him the email before the announcement.
They gave him a pipe, you mean?
They gave him the pipe, but they weren't. He got an email from iHeart about severance, and he didn't even know anything that he was going to be not there anymore.
Okay, but I just want people to know that this podcast, Wednesdays, we're going to have one day a week live.
We're going to work on that scheduling. We're not going to do that. We're
changing
yet.
It up
well,
now.
Just until we're
I
sure.
Just want people to know we're going to have phone calls. You guys will get to talk. We'll wrap back. You could be on what?
There's one more thing you didn't say. What happened in the car ride on the way home? How you got every news station, the newspaper, and poor Wheez, he couldn't talk to any of them. And he felt really
true.
Bad.
Every TV station, the newspapers. But I did do a thing with the Times of Wayne County, my hero Ron Holdraker and Mrs. Holdraker.
But he does feel bad because he didn't want to stiff any of the news stations, but they were very strict with us of what we could say. They wanted it to be, you know, portrayed as this was Weez's idea because he wanted to spend more time with his lovely wife.
So, Jake, the video is beautiful. Play the video, and it's nice to be important.
But it's more important
to be
nice.
We're going to have great shows.
Give me one more break.
No! People are texting. I'm not fucking my listeners.
Okay, then.
No more break. What do you think they're going to do to make this better? You're shortening my
but
goodbye.
You're already upset.
This is my. Doreen,
I know.
This is my goodbye show.
I know.
And not my goodbye month or 2 months. I'll take 2 hours of a goodbye show. I'm in bad shape right here. I'm getting killed from all angles. Someone keeps coming in, beating me up. Give me one more break. Give me one more break. So this is it, man. I'm telling you. We're going to do this set. And there's no stopping me. You will get the announcement, and it's big. I haven't slept. I'm sick over here. No,
please.
No,
I'm begging
no,
you, please,
I'm being no. I'm saying goodbye right now.
No, you could.
I'm singing.
Wait, can you give me one more break, please?
No! Okay, it'll be a short. This is it.
Do it.
God damn it. God damn it. What do you think these at? They're just fucking with her. God damn it. She's killing herself, too. I have to tell you, and first of all, I am promising you either I won't be sitting here or I'll give you the announcement right after this, these messages. I promise. And it's important.
But you need to not be angry, first of all. You need to.
I'm angry because what
I promised him that you were doing it in the right way and not.
I am not doing it. Fucking say goodbye to my audience.
I told them, and they're trying.
It's over.
They're trying to make it quicker. They need to wait. They have to get the go ahead.
What go ahead?
Hire people.
The go ahead for what?
From people higher above.
Go ahead for what?
They're stalling.
The announcement sooner.
No, it's over. I'm sorry.
I'm begging you. No, you're still going to get to say goodbye. You're still going to get to say goodbye.
No.
Once they give me the go ahead, then you can do it.
They're teasing.
No, they're not.
They are fucking your brain.
Just give me one more break then.
No.
Tia said he's trying to make it happen.
You said that three times.
I know, but you
just. This is it.
Okay.
This is it.
Okay.
Fuck that.
I'm on your side. I'm on your side. I need you to relax. And I need you to go out up here, not like that.
How do you figure? I told you I wasn't. But if they keep doing this,
They're not going to.
40-year career, you're letting them.
They claim.
I can't say. You hear what Kevin Parker said?
Yeah.
That I should add months?
I know, but you can't.
I'm trying to get hours.
I know.
I can yell.
But
I'm allowed to yell.
You know.
I'm upset if they're fucking
microphones. I know. I know.
Okay, go. God damn it. This is my last show. This is my last show after doing talk shows for 40 years.
Rochester icon.
The end of an era in Rochester broadcasting, a sudden sign-off from Brother Wheeze.
Wheeze became a household name over his decades-long career.
Today, longtime local radio legend Brother Wheeze abruptly announcing his departure from 95.1.
A storied career, including years broadcasting on WCMF. In 2021, national recognition as an inductee to the Radio Hall of Fame.
On behalf of a gazillion people whose lives you've benefited and blessed, whose spirits you've lifted over 40 years, thank you and we love you.
Brother Wheeze's career dates back more than 40 years when he started on WCMF. Today, the National Radio Hall of Famer ended his last morning talk show with familiar words.
It's nice to be important,
but it's more important to be nice.
Help! Mother, God damn it. I'm not going to be on the radio anymore.
I feel like we missed so many little parts of the story. There are so many little parts.
It's too long.
You
Jesus,
always say
Doreen.
That.
But what you don't understand is people can turn it off if they want.
Yeah.
But, and people wanted the details. People
or like it's usually once they get that far, they're gonna keep listening. Like I think you're imagining like you're losing a listener to another show. You're so used to like you have to capture them and their drive. Like this is they're going to watch it. They're choosing to. They loaded it up. So if you give a little more detail, they can also put it in 2x speed if they want to watch it faster.
Yeah, I like how put that last picture back on.
Me?
It just changed.
It whoever's talking, it switches to. So it should switch to me.
Well,
is
it's not
Amina?
You now.
You had your priority, Samal.
That. I like the lights in the picture.
Oh her.
Yeah.
You know, see him, Book?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like it, though. He thinks it's bad. I love it.
Right.
Spaceships.
Anyway, But I was going to, I was going to say something. I can't remember now.
So now that's it for here with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to test her one time. On
whatnot.
Do you think we should leave that plugged in? We did in the radio, right?
What? Oh, his?
No,
thing?
He has me unplugging it.
Huh?
He has me unplugging it, but I had something to say.
You think we should unplug it?
Yeah, I'm gonna. Oh my gosh.
I don't know if that fucks it up. Isn't there a button I can push?
Oh, I forgot. This is what I want to tell you. A lot of the comments, there are some people that said they watched it while they were cooking their dinner, like they had it on the counter. Some people are watching in the car. They said it's probably not the safest thing. Like Plow. Plow said he got in the car and it was so exciting to him to hear you come through his radio. Because he played it through.
Why don't we ask the audience, do you want short stories or do you want details? Like,
well, they loved our little post when Weez goes, too long, too long.
Well, they think it's funny. I don't know if they're agreeing that it's too long or not.
Who's that baby? Is that just part of the thing?
That's Jake.
That's
no,
Jake?
That's Ronan.
No.
Oh, that's Ronan. I thought that was you as a baby.
That ain't no Jake.
He looked very similar to
he
that.
He did not.
As a baby. Yes, he did. I'll show you baby pictures.
Is she going to know how to turn off? This is unbelievable what you did.
I'm going to add all this back in as bloopers at the end.
Oh, good.
Post credits.
But by the way, Bob, we're going to be coming back to this story because there's a lot of little details
Wait,
that I think Vay, people are going to want to hear.
I do not want to revisit this story unless it's a live show and somebody asks.
Yes.
I don't want to. We have so many people to bring
together.
Okay.
The people want to hear. And if they want to hear this fucking story, they can go to episode 3 and hear the whole goddamn story.
Or okay. Half the story.
Enough.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I agree. If somebody calls, because once we go live, people,
if they have questions.
We'll
give them a quick answer. Yeah. Tell a story. Say, go to episode 3. You'll see it all.
All right.
But, you know, and now you could be on the news shows. You told them that there would be a time.
Well, now I'm not. Now it's inconsequential.
They might want to say where
if
Weez
they,
is now.
If anybody approaches for the pod, I'll be all over it, of course.
The Weez Family Circus, presented by Clark Peshkin.